Emergency triple team traffic back over to KSL's traffic center. How are we doing, Ricky Neese?
These two left lanes are blocked with this accident involving multiple vehicles southbound I-15 just before 8500 South. It's in the Midvale area, but it's causing stop and go delays back to the South Interchange, and then more delays creeping up on that due to just the afternoon drive commute. And those slowdowns are going to start at about 3900 South northbound I-15, heavy and slow from about 9500 South up to 72nd, and then again as you're going from 3900 South into downtown. Len Thomas?
We're hearing of a crash in the scanners of right there at 4700 South Wasatch Boulevard, and also on the South Belt, there's a crash out there. That is about 300 West near the I-15. Not seeing any delays from that, but 5600 West, Bangor are both running slow, and over the point of the mountain, just a patch of slowing SR-92 to Thanksgiving Point. Mark?
We've got northbound slowdowns rolling up out of downtown Salt Lake City. We're going to call it sluggish up to the North Interchange. Then you're going to be tightening in Davis County, Farmington, up to Layton Hills Mall. Worst of that stretch between the Highway 89 split and some trouble at Burton Lane. You got big delays as well. Northbound Highway 89, north of SR-193, up into South Weber to the I-84 interchange. Southbound delays as well. Harrison Boulevard backed up coming down from Weber State. School's out, but so is school lunch. Help the thousands of kids who are going hungry. Join Utah Food Bank's Summer Food and Fun Drive today at utahfoodbank.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9.